Simple tips and helpful reminders to slay your to-do list. Just because you're doing a lot doesn't mean you're getting a lot done. There is so much to learn and do as a blogger. As a solo entrepreneur with no team or partner, add the mindset where you feel the need to do everything, and you do just that. Everything. I created a list of 17 things. This is just some of what we do as bloggers. Number one, hello, set goals and plan. Number two, brainstorm. Three, comes with the territory, create content. Four, write headlines and content that is SEO friendly. Five, fuck. What does this 404 error message mean? And how the hell do I get rid of it? Number six, take pictures, edit, find images, and create graphics. Seven, don't forget about keywords, alt text, image size, and meta tags. Eight, brand? Wait, what's a brand? What's my brand? Oh, boy. Number nine, find automated tools to help market and promote. 10, find other bloggers in your niche, whatever you want to say, and add useful comments to their blog. 11, form connections and build a community. Find your tribe. Number 12, why is my blog loading so fucking slow? 13, create a call to action and start email series. 14, create and embed sign-up forms for the email series. And hello, pretty simple, write emails, right? 15, affiliate links. Okay, I've had my affiliate links up for like almost over a year and I've like only like made a dollar. 16, Google AdSense. 17, disclosure policy. Privacy policy. Yep. Terms of service. Yep. This is just some of what we do as bloggers. We try so hard and worry about getting everything done. We jump from task to task and nothing gets finished. Not to mention the distractions. There are so many distractions. A recommended plugin. A time-saving app. Ooh, a free webinar. Squirrel. A quick visit on Instagram or Pinterest. And 2 hours later, your to-do list grew by 5 more items. And nothing gets crossed off. The exhaustion and overwhelm is followed by procrastination. Procrastination. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a temporary relief it is. Then, your dream taps you on your shoulder. You turn around, make eye contact, and now you're kicking yourself in the ass for losing focus and momentum. Does all of this sound too familiar? We want everything right now. We see Instagram influencers making money hand over fist. Everyone else's blog looks better than yours. Shh. You'd be happy if you made $500 a month, but you can't even finish one project you started. Where you are is where you need to be. There is something you need to learn from your current situation, and you ain't gonna get to where you wanna go by doing the same shit you've been doing. Make some changes. Be a boss. You own a cool notebook and a mug that says, "Girl Boss." You know, this does not make you boss. Your thoughts and dreams speak epic volumes, but your actions are mere text messages. Take accountability for your actions. As soon as we wake up, we check Facebook, scroll through Instagram, and check our email. We are setting ourselves up to compare our lives with everyone else. First thing in the morning, killing our joy by comparison. Instead, take control of your day. Set the tone by making some changes. Number one, create a routine for that first hour of the day. Wake up an hour earlier. A routine allows you to stay focused, distraction-free, and to stay within your power, no one else's. Having a morning routine is a gift that keeps on giving. Accept it with open arms. You are worth the effort and the time to take care of you in whatever way you need to, whether it be to write, draw, cook, exercise, meditate. It is time carved out in which you have power over an hour of your day. Number one, create a routine for that first hour of the day. Number two, ask more questions. I talk to myself all day long. I ain't ashamed. I ask myself questions all the time and I get the answers. Becoming more self-aware by asking more questions and focusing on the goal will help you to prioritize. You want to lead by design, not by default. I believe that we possess all the tools we need to be better and to do better. And if you ask yourself the right questions, you will get the right answers. You just have to open your mind. Number one is create a routine for that first hour of the day. Number two, ask more questions. Number three, don't make someone else extraordinary to take yourself off the hook. Stop making excuses as to why you can't do something. You are bigger than your circumstances, no matter how big they are. One, create a routine for that first hour of the day. Two, ask yourself more questions. Three, don't make someone else extraordinary to take yourself off the hook. Stop making excuses and just do it. Four, take accountability for your life. Be your own boss by taking lead of the decisions you make every day. Learn to be effective. One, create a routine for that first hour of the day. Wake up an hour earlier if you need to. Two, ask yourself questions. When you're overwhelmed, when you don't know which direction to go, ask yourself, what is it that you were trying to accomplish? Ask yourself the question, the right question. Three, don't make someone else extraordinary to take yourself off the hook. Stop making excuses. And number four, take accountability for your life. Period. Have you heard of decision fatigue? Yeah. There is a thing called decision fatigue. Brilliant, right? I tell you, it is basically the idea where you can make a certain set of good decisions a day, and after an amount of so much effort, we suffer from fatigue. Decision mental fatigue. This fatigue causes mistakes, decision paralysis, impulse buys. Focus on one thing give it 100. Start right where you are and just take one step. You'll get to where you got to go or where you want to go. You can do anything you want to do, but you don't have to do everything. As a new blogger, a new entrepreneur, I want to do it all. Yeah. And what I don't know how to do, I head over to YouTube, Pinterest, or Google. And besides the excitement of learning, there is this burning ambition, a desire to do and know everything. I find myself with numerous ideas, but I'm stuck on the how. And I had to realize that part of being a boss is knowing when to call in an expert. Think about it. Most companies have an IT team they call when the server is acting up, or there is a new employee and all the logistics that come along with that. Or your home has a leak, you call a plumber. Your car won't start, you bring it to the mechanic. I can design a website, but as far as speed, cachet, security issues, and other technical matters, I need to hire an expert. When Pinterest, Google, YouTube, or whatever can't provide an answer, reach out to your host or blogging platform for assistance. There are tons of freelancers out there that would gladly assist you. Delegate and lead. Don't beat yourself up for not knowing. You'll know a lot of shit, but you ain't gonna know it all. And here's where your self-awareness comes in. You can see how long you've been working on one thing. Is it due to not having enough time? Have you lost focus? Or are you stuck on the how-to part of it? The plan may need to be modified, but that goal remains the same. Take accountability and ask for help. Remember, just because you are doing a lot doesn't mean you're getting a lot done.